the Heilige Mishnah.
Daf Kof Beis Amit Beis, with today's Daf being Kof Gimel. Echad Bor Harabim Ube'er Harabim Ube'er Hayachid. Osin Lehen Pasim. Avon Bor Hayachid Osin Lo Mechitza Gvoa Asarat Vachim. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. So as we saw before, we have a machlokas as to whether Bechalal would allow Pasim only for Oyli Regalim, which is one shita. The further shita that we had was that you can make even for a bor, and even, that's if it's a rabim, and even for a yachid if it's a be'er. According to that shita, the issue wasn't the suitability of the water for an individual human, but rather it was a question of whether there's a chashash of a well running dry, a cistern running dry. So if you have the advantage of both the fact that it's a be'er and doesn't usually run dry, and a rabim, then there's no question. Because then it's, even if it would, in the rare occasion, run dry, somebody's bound to figure out that there's a chumra here that he can tell everybody else that you're no longer allowed to carry. For a yachin, however, and it's also a bor, that's the other extreme, where it could run dry, and nobody's going to remember that he's not allowed to carry now that it ran dry. So therefore, the opening shita that we have over here of Rabbi Akiva, he says that you would be allowed to make pasim as long as you don't have both problems. In other words, you have a bear or you have a rabbit, one or the other. But if you have a boar and it's only a yachid, then you have both problems. Nobody's going to remind you that it ran dry, that you can't do. If you have a boar and a yachid, then you need to make a real mefitza, which is gavua asrat vachim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Omer, eino sin pasim, ala lebe'er harabim bilvad. As we saw earlier, you need both advantages, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. And therefore, you'd need that it should be a rabbim, and you also need that it should be a be'er. But he also argues on Rabbi Akiva's assertion that you need a mechitza gevoa asarat vachim, because the pashtas, at least according to the Ritva, the pashtas of mechitza means a standard mechitza of shesiv erev, not a compromised mechitza, which was useful for shayara. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba argues on Rabbi Akiva in that as well. Ulishar, but for other configurations, such as a bor of a rabbim or a be'er of a yochid, even that, you don't need a mechitza, asrat vachim. It's enough to make a chagura. Chagura implies a mechitza made out of ropes that you're going to combine, as we did earlier, with the love with interest.
What place
is maker on the mechitza? He's maker on the mechitza, and he's on what it is that we're matir with pasim. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Shmuel, Aloch, Rav Yehuda ben Baba. The Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Shmuel, Lo Hutru Pas, Ebeiraot, Elo Lebe'er Mayim Chaim Bilvad, which seems to be rather redundant. Because if Rav Yehuda, quote, Shmuel is paskening like Rav Yehuda ben Baba, that's exactly what Rav Yehuda ben Baba said. He said you can only be, use your Pas Ebeiraot in a case if it's Be'er, and he says Be'er, Be'er means Be'er Mayim Chaim, Be'er of a Rabim. So what was the point of repeating a separate psak? That lohutru pase beraot elo be'er mayim chayim bevad is the same reviewed on Meshvuah. How do you explain that? It says the Gemara Tzrifa. You do need both piskei halachot. D'yash winan halachak reviewed ben Baba. If he simply would have said, halachas ak reviewed ben Baba hava mina drabim v'afilu b'chunasim. I might have thought that reviewed ben Baba holds the heter is for rabim. Period. Doesn't matter whether it's a bor of mayim b'chunasim, cistern of collected water, or whether it's a be'er mayim chayim. The only reason I might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba used the word be'er is because he was responding to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva said, a be'er of a yachid. He said, what, there's no such thing as a be'er. Even a be'er, they were only matir rabbi. But it's not that he was stating, he must have a be'er. So I could have thought. So Haivik Tani be'er harabi, lafukimu Rabbi Akiva, who accepted be'er ha-yachid. So he says, no, be'er harabi. Kamash malan, therefore, he wants to speak out with Firush. And on the other hand, if it would have stressed the be'er mayim chayim, of course I wouldn't have known whether it's yachid or rabbi. I would have said, okay, as long as you have the advantage of not needing to worry about the well running dry. So yes, we know be'er mayim chayim abu mina loshna drabim, but loshna diyachid, kamash malan alacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Therefore, the passage like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, who tells us you need both advantages, be'er and rabbi. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. We're not going to worry about what this Va'od Amar is. But Bapashtas, he said one big chumra over here. Enos in Pasim Elilah Be'er Rabim. Furthermore, he said another big chumra, namely, that Haginah Ve'akarfaf, Sheim Shivim Amma V'Shirayim, Ha'Shivim Amma V'Shirayim. If you have 70 by 70 plus, because we're looking for the square root of 5,000, because the mokar of our Beit Sa'ah is 50 by 100, which is the Chaser Mishkan, so it's actually 70.7106, and so on and so forth. But approximately, If you have 70 with a little bit more, we'll see what this little, how we measure the little bit more, how makbid we are, how close we can get to the actual square root of 5,000, or because again, we know that the halacha doesn't like little pieces. So the question is, what is the approximation of the square root of 5,000? It's like we have in everything, we approximate pi, the Torah tells us not to be medayik on pi, and we approximate the value of the square root of 2, and so on, for purposes of alach sonot, and so on. Okay, so here we're going to see that actually there's a machlokas as to how to approximate the square root of the 5,000, which is the 50 times 100 of the Chatzer HaMishkan. But that we'll worry about in a moment. But furthermore, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lava said, if you've got a gina and a karfaf, now we're used to thinking that a gina and a karfaf, as long as it's less than shivim ma'amal shivim ma'amal, it's less than beit satayi, you don't have to worry about what the purpose is. Be there for storage, be there for a park, and so on. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Bava, however, disagrees. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Bava says, even in such a case, where you have it only beit satayim or less, and it's mukefet a nice gader, full gader, gavah asarat vachim, you can be carrying it all right, except with one caveat. It's got to be mukaf ladira. It's the opposite. We had a karfaf she'ena mukaf ladira. He says, a bevad she'eba. Okay, when I say dira, it doesn't have to be a full-scale home. But it has to have at least a shomirah. It has to have a little booth for a shomer, or a beit dira that's being used perhaps for vacationing purposes, that's used from time to time. Or at least it should be smucha la'ir, it should be within your ability to walk to on Shabbat, to use it for a place for tayel, and to go out with the kids for an afternoon walk, and so on. But if it doesn't have any connection to a home, you can't carry in it at all, even if it's less than beis satayim. It's a tremendous chumrah. So that according to him, the way Rashi understands it, according to him, even something which is mukaf la'diram mamash is limited to beis satayim. And most Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. In other words, most Rishonim said there's three darkas. There's mukaf l'dira, where it's your real home. There's no limitations. Afilu alei b'Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Bava. There's shalom kaf l'dira at all, which is always also according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Bava. And then there's a hukaf for purposes of usage of dira, but not for actually living in which case when it says beit dira, it would mean b'davka vacation home. That would be the difference, and I understand beit dira. But the way Rashi's learning it, beit dira could mean your home. And even if your home is there, you're limited to Beit Satayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Mabava, Rabbi Yehuda Stam is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afil Einba, Elabor, Shiach, Unara, Yitatalin Batocha. You don't need to have Dira usages. You'd need to have some kind of service there for a Dira. Doesn't mean that you're going to actually use it for walking in or for being happy with your dira. You could be using it for storage of your water or food, as long as it's something that you're able to actually use. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what are you talking about? You don't need anything in it. If it's a beit satayim or less, then that's a shalohu kaf l'dira. Why would you need even a bor of mayim? Afilu in ba'achat mikol elu mitaltelim betocha. As long as you don't go beyond the karfaf shalom kafla dira, you don't go beyond 70 plus by 70 plus, which is the square root of the 5,000, the 50 by 100. Now, lemaisa, all that Rabbi Akiva is doing is repeating the chachomim in the opening mission of this parak. Because it was Rabbi Yehuda all along who made us problems, remember? Rabbi Yehuda wanted to limit osim pasim to the din of Beit Satayim. And he says, well, you know, and we had a question yesterday about does that include the bor, only does it include the whole area. But he was talking about a be'er, which is suitable for people. And nonetheless, he said, you only have until Beit Satayim. Fine, that's consistent with his shita over here, that if it isn't real dira, it's limited to the Beit Satayim. So he says, the Chachomim, however, said the din of Beit Satayim was only set for Gina of the Karfaf. That was the opening mission. And therefore, there's no limitations on some of the covenant. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. He's simply repeating the words of the Tanakham in the first Mishnah. He's saying, as long as it's hukaf for any purposes of dira, there's no limits. And if it's without purposes of dira, then it's okay up to Beit Satayim. It's exactly what we said in the first Mishnah. So the Gemara, of course, is going to be concerned, what exactly is Rabbi Akiva adding? It was our opening assumption throughout this parak that pachot to be Beit Satayim is fine, even if it's shalom hukaf to dira. Now, one thing that Rabbi Akiva seems to be saying is that it needs to be square, because it says it needs to be shivimama vishirayim, shivimama vishirayim, which means that we're not talking about a rectangle. And otherwise, you could have said that it should be beit satayim. All of a sudden, he's giving measurements.
He didn't say that
Kidei. Right, Kidei, Rabbi Eliezer says, indeed. It turns out that Rabbi Eliezer did not say this. He's going to be repeating the last bit of Rabbi Akiva, but we're going to change the gears. But then, so far in the mission, what Rabbi Eliezer says, indeed, im haita erka erka yeter al rechaba afilu ama achat ein metatu mimetocha. If indeed it is not a perfect square, forget about it. Even if it's one ama longer than it's wide. Now again, it's not clear, does he mean no matter its size, or does he mean once it's the maximum size to contain the 5,000 square amot? But then it has to be shivim ama v'shirayim, shivim ama v'shirayim. So if you've got Beit Satayim, it's got to be a square. If pachod mi Beit Satayim, I don't care how you do that, but once you're at the max, then you can't start playing games with the full Beit Satayim to be anything but shivim ama v'shirayim, shivim ama v'shirayim. In fact, we're going to see that what Rabbi Eliezer really said was, is that you're limited to the size of the rectangle of the Mishkan. That is, you can't go beyond twice the length to the width, because the Mishkan was 100 by 50. Fine. Right now, it seems that he's stressing what Rabbi Akiva just said. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu arka pi shnayim berochba mitatulim betucha. It's fine, even if it's twice as long as it's wide, because that's the way the Mishkan was. Omer Rabbi Eloi, wow, gosh, I can tell you what I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, I should say. Rabbi Eloi was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, and it's not reasonable to say that he's talking about Rabbi Eliezer. Afilu hiki beit kur. I heard that, actually, there is no limitation of the shira of Beit Satayim at all. You could even have something that's the size of a Beit Kur, 30 so, I mean, it's also fine. V'chein shamati, it's another couple of things I heard from him that are rather radical. This was one of them. There were another couple of things that were radical. And as we'll see, I never found anybody to back me up on these radical shitot. So the first one was it could be a Beit Kur. V'chein shamati, I also heard another fascinating psalm. That anshei chatzer sheshachak echad mehem v'lo irev beiton asur milachlis v'lohotzi lo avolahem mutar. Now this is our first introduction into a very important element of erevin, which is that it is possible to be mevatel yerushot. So suppose you own a home in the chatzer. Well, there's five other people in the chatzer that have homes. Everybody made an erev and you forgot to join the erev. Now you're in Shabbat. People are fuming. Nobody can carry and take out their chairs to the chatzer because you didn't bother making yourself part of it. The Erev, what you can do is you can be mevatel your rishut. And you say, okay, I become a guest to all of you guys.
You can do it outside.
Yeah, but if you're mevatel rishut, the problem is that if you're mevatel rishut, then you don't have rights yourself to the things in your home.
In your home?
You can't carry, at the moment you assert your ownership, and go back and start carrying out from you. You can take other people's stuff out because you're a guest by then. But you can't reassert your ownership to your things because then you're saying it was just a formality. I didn't really mean it. And then you're being about to be a rule.
You cannot be most of your own things.
That's correct. That's for sure. Now, the question is whether anybody else could be most of your things. In other words, yeah, when you're mevatel rishus, you're mevatel the rishus of your home, or you're mevatel the rishus of your part in the chutzpah?
Your share of the chutzpah.
I heard, says Rabbi Loi, from my Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, you're mevatel the rishus of your home. So even though you can't carry anything from your home because of the assertion problem, other people could. They could go and carry out a bed, and then you could sleep out in your chutzpah, in your bed, because you're a guest of these people. That's what I heard from him. V'chein shamati mimeno, I also heard from them, when it comes to moror on Pesach, you could be yotze with arkablin, which nobody else holds up. I'm sure there's a picture of what arkablin is not. No picture?
No picture.
Oh my gosh, we don't even have a process of elimination. It's terrible.
Arkablin, mishnayot, akravin, yesh...
That's another gears.
Akravlin.
Yeah. He's just bringing other nuschaot, but no pictures. Do they have a translation, or I'm sure they just...
Yeah. Akravlin.
Huh? No.
A creeping vine.
That grows around the date palm.
A creeping vine that grows around the date palm.
With a bit of taste.
With a bit of taste.
That's
good for more. The Chazarti al Kol Talmidav. I know some people like to read that Chazarti, but it's not. That's not what it is. It's not that he was looking for lettuce someplace. Chazarti, I'll call Talmidav. I checked out all his other Talmidim. Upikashti li chaver. I was looking for somebody who would stand with me arm in arm on this. Nobody backs me up. All three. I'm convinced I heard it from him. What am I supposed to do? Now, when you say...
You're talking
Oi. Not back then, too. So, says the Gemara, what's this va'od business? Sorry, I came down with this ridiculous cold yesterday. My Tana, Diktani va'od, what had Rav Yehuda ben Bava said about this issue that allows him to say, and furthermore, said Rav Yehuda ben Bava, no, that's not, it's beyond help of water. Oh my God, no. Here it's like a day. It's because I don't trust you. So what was it then that Rav Yehuda said earlier that allowed him to say va'od as if he's in the middle of a conversation? Is it because he just got finished saying a chumra in the Mishnah about pasim, that you can only make pasim for Be'er Rabbi, and now he's coming and saying another chumra that isn't really related, and then he's coming to say another chumra that you need hekef, even ladira, in order to be matur beit satayim, not shalol l'shem, shindirim. That's not a good reason to say va'od. You could say it because then Rabbi Yehuda should have done the same thing. Because Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Biloy, the Tana lechora lechuma, the Katani achrite, the lo katani va'od, here in the beginning of the whole sugya, he had, first of all, the din of, in the first Mishnah, I am only matir, bein apasim, and if it's beit satayim. And then we had in the previous Mishnah, which was the one after that one, he said, and furthermore, if a Rishus HaRabim goes through your pasim, you have to move the road. So why didn't he say va'od? Va'od on Rav Yehuda. I mean, over there was both in the same sugya of Bein HaPasim. So apparently that's not a good reason to say va'od. So why did Rav Yehuda ben Bava say over here va'od? Well, Hatam Afsekur Rabbana. The Rabbana over there gave a whole drasha. They said, well, no, you're confusing issues. The Din of Beis HaTayim is only Sittah Gavigina, Karfaf, and so on. Okay, that's it. I mean, it's all Sugya they spoke out. That's really only tangentially related to what he said. There's, we're going to set you straight and tell you what the halacha is. Forget about Bein HaPasim. This is Din of Karfaf, Gina, and so on. Okay, so we ended up with now a new Sugya. You want to talk about Bein HaPasim again? Imaita derech harabi, imoveret, misakhen, letztov, and that's a new issue again. So I'm going to say, va'od, I'm not in the middle of talking. I should get reviewed him above. It was right smack bang in the middle. He said what he said, and we're still dealing with the same issue. So he continues on to say, va'od, I got another chumra in the sugya. So maybe that's the reason. That's also not such a good reason. Because, I mean, obviously, everybody learning Erevin is learning sukkah at the same time, and therefore we'll know immediately what we're referring to when we say, because, are you telling me, v'chol heichadat sukkur, rabbanan lo katani va'od, wherever you have the rabbanan giving you a little drush in the middle, so then you can't continue to say va'od? What about Reb Eliezer? Who gives over his din of sukkah, and we know what that is. Rabbi Eliezer holds you have to eat 14 different sittas in your sukkah. And furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer also holds that if you miss the sittah on one day, you make it up even on the last day of the chag, and so on and so forth. So over there, the Rabbanan were mafsikim, and they said, no, what do you mean 14? There's no shir. If you're hungry, you eat. If you're not hungry, you don't eat. And then we have the next, Vod Amar Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Rabbanan came in the middle, and they said, Mishalo Achal. He continues to say, Mishalo Achal, Leo Yantav Arishon, can be Mashim Leo Yantav Achron. So how come over there it says Va'od? So apparently this is not a good excuse for why it is we're missing something over here. In other words, the question is this considered to be the same sugya or not? Says the Gemara Hatam, the Milte Udav Sukkah. The problem over there is when they were dealing with Sukkah, they didn't give him a drasha. They said, you said 14 sukkot, we say as much as you want to eat. Over here, they started a whole drasha. You say you need beit satayim, we say you don't. No, that's not what they said. They said, beit satayim? Beit satayim is a din and gina, karfaf, and so on. And that's a real afsakah. So over there, indeed, you don't say va'od, even when you continue a statement that's involved in the same issue. Is bein apasim beit satayim? Can Bein HaPasim tolerate Bikiyat Ravim? Same issue. Nonetheless, I won't say Va'od where there's a hefsek to tell me the dinim of Dinan Karfaf. Hashem came over here, even though it's not mamish the same issue. Rav Yehuda ben Bava's halacha of Be'er HaRabim and Rav Yehuda ben Bava's halacha of Dinan Karfaf, he'll say Va'od anyway because there was no hefseka. So when you're talking about something else, of Dinan Karfaf or Dir, then not. But the truth is that since there was no hefseka, there was a hefseka, definitely will cancel the ode unless it's a reference to what it is that you were saying. Without a hafsakah, then indeed you have a right to say the ode, even though it's two chumrot that are not directly related. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu in b'echad mikolelu, metatlin betochan. asks the Gemara, isn't Rabbi Akiva simply repeating the well-known sheet of the opening Mishnah, the din of Gina and Karfaf, which is Shaloka for Diraz Beit Sataim? Anything else does not have a limit, including Bein HaPasim. Bein HaPasim is usable by you, all sorts there. So is it at the Tanakama? No, the difference is the Dovar Muat. We're going to see that there's enough Gemina about the little bit extra. And the little bit extra is the difference between the square root of 5,000 precisely and the square root of 5,000, which is the simple derivation that we use by geometrically cutting up the figure, as we'll see, in which we get the 70 and mash something. That something is the two-thirds of an amma, which is 70.6666, etc., as opposed to 70.71. The nafkamina works out to something like 1/500th of an amma. I mean, it's not a major issue. But that is, in fact, that's the difference between them. That's why he's saying shivim al-shirayim v'shivim al-shirayim. We're going to explain this later on as we get there. So that's the nafkamina. He's saying shivim amma v'shirayim, as we'll say later on. According to the Tanakhama, the halakha is 5,000 square amot. You get 5,000 square amot, you can go all the way to the edge, and that's fine. Titania, what are we referring to? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Davar Muat Yesh Ashimim Amma Vishirayim. There is a little bit extra, as we're going to see, Velo Natnu Chachamim Bo Shiur, which the Chachamim did not include to allow you to be exact. You need to be approximate in getting to the 5,000 square amot. And of course, you approximate Lachumra, not Lakula. So therefore, you can have 70 and 2/3 amot. That's the Shirayim of the Amma. You can't have that little bit extra. Minani Mili. The Kama Shiur Satayim, how much is Satayim? The Shiur of Satayim, full Satayim, is Kachatzara Mishkan, because it's 5,000 square amot, which is 50 times 100, which is the Shiur of the Chatzara Mishkan. Minan Emili, how do we know that the Chatzara HaMishkan should be used as a square derivative for defining the Hilchos Shabbos? Because, take a look at the pasuk, very strange pasuk. Orech HaChatzer Me'ah Be'ama, V'rochav Chamishim Ba'Chamishim. Now, what's that supposed to be? Obviously, you should just say, the length is 100, the width is 50. What does 50 by 50 mean? Amrat Torah, Tol Chamishim, the Savev Chamishim. Take that 50 and put it inside the other 50. Which means split the 50 of one half. You've got two squares of 50 by 50 in the 100 by 50. Take one square of 50 by 50, cut it up into strips, and place it around the other 50, which means to use it as a square. Here, I think we had a nice picture I noticed yesterday. And I opened it. Now, how to make a square out of those 50s? Oh, boy, they're nice pictures here that we didn't use. Oh.
It's not too late.
All those pretty ropes when we were in the sukkah, we didn't have this. But that's the old Sugians. It's a shame that this guy always looks the same. So here's what we do. We're going to cut up the tens here of the 50s. This is number 137. We'll split up the 10 by the 50s. We've got 50 by 50. So let's take four 10 by 50s. We'll put them around the edges. Okay, so that's what we do in the next picture down. And then we're going to fill in the sides. Now, it's easy to fill in those sides with these little pieces over here, 10 by 10. We've got four little strips of 10 by 10 that fit right into the edge, okay? We just cut it up, and we're left with one piece. Now, the truth is that one piece doesn't fit anywhere. We're going to have to slice it up into little tiny pieces in order to get it to go a square, because it's actually a 500th of an amma. And that's spread out over this entire area that ain't going to give us very much, okay?
Well, which is so, 500?
No, the difference in the measurements, I'm saying the difference of the square root. Here, it boils down to four tefachim additional that we've got over here that are the 70 amot and four tefachim. That's the shear that we're allowing, which is the 2/3. Obviously, it doesn't show the little missing piece of the 500th of an amma.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the four tefachim is the 2/3, that's the 0.666. The difference between the 0.666 and the 0.710 is very tiny. Is what we're saying. So since the Torah tells us to do it in a strange way, to get the square root, so obviously it's saying, okay, so deal with the measurable elements that you deal with. What are your units? Your units all along were tefachim and amot. Stick with those units. So if I stick with those units, I come out with 70 and 2/3. And that's it. I have to ignore the rest.
What happens to that little one squared?
That's two-thirds. This 10 became four tefachim all around, which is fine.
Gotcha.
That's two-thirds. It actually became a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But we're going to ignore that little bit more. You could visualize it over here beautifully. Yes, correct. A rectangle of 100 by 50 into a square of 70 and two-thirds plus a 500, and so on. Okay? So the little blue strip is two tefachim on either side, which is four tefachim total. Yeah, with them, that's a square.
Why is it important to be a square?
Don't know. God's got his reasons. In other words, if we darshan chamishim v'chamishim to mean not only use this as a square measurement, but make it square, then it's stuck with chamishim v'chamishim. The other way of understanding the pasuk is that it's simply telling you, do you want to know the area that is mutter where shelo kafudira? The same way we use the oil mayeg for all of the dinim of Shabbat, we also use it to define a rishus which is lo yukav ladira, and that's this karfaf, so to speak, of 100 by 50. So by stressing that it's the area that's important, we now know that there's a concept of area. There are those who learn, as we saw here in Machlokas in the Mishnah, it may actually mean to keep it square. There are two ways of looking at it. The question, how far we want to take this. Okay, says the Gemara, but you know perfectly well that that's not what the pasuk really means. I mean, what's the pshat of the pasuk? If somebody reads this, I can just imagine the casual reader saying, take the 50, slice it up into four pieces, slice the other 10 into four, slice that 10 into 30, and stick it all around, and that's what chamishim b'chamishim means. I mean, come on. No, this is Rabban. Pashtei v'grabba ma'ktiv. Omar Rabbi, the pashtei of the pasuk is very simple. Chamishim b'chamishim means, consider the chotzer ha-mishkan to be comprised of two sections. A piece in front of the mishkan, which is indeed 50 by 50, and the piece in which the mishkan is situated, which is 50 by 50, but you can situate in such a way up against the edge that then it's perfectly situated in a square, because you've got 20 on either side, because it's 10 wide, and then you've got 30 length, which leaves 20 in the back. So it's completely surrounded by 20 amot on all three sides. I think they must have a picture of them. No. Okay, but it's clear. So if you have 50 by 50, and then you've got another 50 by 50, the mishkan comes right up to the edge of the front yard, so to speak, which is 50 by 50. Then on either side of the mishkan, which is 10 amot wide, you'll have 20. And in back of the mishkan, which is 30 amot long, you'll have 20. Oh. So it makes a very nice design, which you have a front, and then you have 20 ritsua running all around the mishkan, and it's beautifully situated. Well, that's all that it means by pashtus. So ha'amed mishkan al svat chamishim, put the mishkan up to the edge of the chamishim, so that you should have another chamishim, which allows you to have chamishim amalefanav, and then you have a srim amaleko ruach v'ruach. Indeed, that's the way Rashi and the Chumash is mefarish the pasuk
kipshuta. But the mishkan, the mishkan
was 50 by 100. No, the chotzer. Yeah, the entire thing, including the front yard and the backyard, and the mishkan. Says with Eliezer, "Imaitar ka yoter rachba filo am achad." How is that possible that that's what Rabbi Eliezer said? In a bright that says, "Atan Rabbi Eliezer omer imaitar ka yeter al pishnayim rachba afilo am achad." There he says the problem is that it shouldn't deviate from the maximal rectangle which is defined by the Chotzer HaMishnah, which is double the length being double the width. Chamishim ameya. If it goes beyond that, then ein matatam imatocha. I mean, so. How do we get this thing in the Mishnah, which seems to be stressing what Rabbi Akiva said? Omra, Bibi Abaye, that's what the Mishnah meant too. Kitznanami matnitin, yetra pishnayim baruch batna. Wait a second, no matter where you look, you've got a problem. Because the next man, the armor in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, afilo orka pishnayim baruch bat. So now you're talking, either he's telling me what Rabbi Akiva is saying, he's telling what Rabbi Yossi is saying. So, how are you going to differentiate now Rabbi Yossi from Rabbi Yossi? That's what Rabbi Yossi said. You can go up to two times the length. No width, so I have to go up to, you can't go beyond. Says the Gemara, the nafkamina will be, indeed, in the two shitas, in a small amount, perhaps, or the way Rashi learns, ika binayo ribua derivua rabbanan. The question over here is whether the ribua, Rashi understands the ribua derivua rabbanan is referring to what we just did, taking the 50, slicing it up, and putting it around the edges. So the machlokas between them is, which is l'chatchila better, says Rashi. Is l'chatchila better to have the ribua, but will allow you to make it this way, b'diavad, as long as you don't go beyond, or is the lechatchila to be basically a rectangle the way the tzura of the Mishkan is? That's how Rashi means. Tosfos says that's a little bit crazy. You know, what's the pshat? You told me, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you need the daf, it should be a rectangle. Right? No, rectangle. Orka pishnayim berokhba. That's Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yossi holds a chatchili, you need merubat, but as long as it's not beyond, okay, I'll accept it b'diavad. What's in the gea? What do you mean? What's a lechatchila in b'diavad when it comes to the dinim over here of Rishuyas? There's no lechatchila b'diavad. I mean, if I went ahead and I did it this way, it's not kosher. It's a strange lashon. Usually you're telling me, well, I mean, if you're doing it on purpose, then it's no good. I mean, b'diavad, okay. But over here, obviously, Rishuyas is Rishuyas is Rishuyas. There's no nafkin to do any hisser and making the feet. What are you telling me, lechatchila, I'm allowed to build a house? I mean, what are you telling me?
We have a small chatzer.
Well, you can't tell me build your home in such a way that we like it for you to carry it on Shabbos. This is not the architectural design, okay? I'm building a house, and I'm coming to you. Can I carry here on Shabbat or not? You give me an answer. What's this lechatchila b'diavad? I don't understand what it means. We're not talking about designing al pi the sheet of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yezer.
If it's a small chatzer, it's a rectangle of 10 by 25.
Wait, now that's a very big question, as I mentioned earlier, as to whether the relationship is only where you're up against the edge of the 5,000 square amot, or it's literally a definition of the shape that it's supposed to have. Okay. But assuming it's up at the edge. So Tosfos says, what are we going to tell a guy how to build his own based on Rabbi Yossi or based on Rabbi Eliezer?
Is that?
But this is what Tosfos says.
The Jewish equivalent of Feng Shui.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, yeah, well, in those days they knew how to live, let me tell you. So, this is far Rockaway. Okay, therefore, he tainas that ribua de ribua rabbona, and this is also another very important yesod in the dinim of Shabbos Bichlal. When we give you, let's say, 2,000 amot to carry on Shabbat, that means that whatever direction you strike out in, you can walk 2,000 amot. In which case, you're talking about a circle around you of 2,000 amot. The circle whose radius is 2,000 amot. The thing is, though, that just like in a city, where Mirabea, a city along the north and north, south, east, west, ribua, we do the same thing for a person. We place that circle in a square. And by placing that circle in a square, you now get the right to walk the alakson of that square.
The hypotenuse now becomes your diameter.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. Now it becomes your radius.
Radius.
Yes.
Which is longer than the radius.
Exactly. It's longer. That's the machlokes. When we say that it's that we're giving you the rights to the 50 by 100, does that mean we're really giving you the rights to the alakson? So that you can have it, you can have the diagonal of the 100, just like we do with other measurements. Okay, the Rambam learns it a little bit differently, but also, again, this is so. Does it mean that you can't have twice the width means you can't have a construct in which the diagonal becomes twice the width. So then you'll obviously have to change it, and it's going to be a strange, you know, strange kind of rectangle in order to equal it to be about 90.3 or something in order to get the hypotenuse of the triangle to be not quite double the width. But whatever, I mean, it can work out. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Itzman, Om Rav Yossi, Om Rav Yudam Shmuel, Halachak Rav Yossi. We paskin indeed like Rav Yossi in terms of the shape, or kak and bishnayim brochba. Furthermore, Om Rav Bibi also quotes now Rav Yudam Shmuel saying Halachak Rav Yakiva, namely that you do not need Tavayu Lekula. In other words, taking now the kula of both of these shitot, you don't need to have the bor even anything shiach more than nothing in a karf of shlo kaf. Ladira, and you can be semich on this. In other words, you can have nothing in it, and as far as the measurement of it is concerned, it can be pishnayim or kamirachba. And I need both of these shitot. Because let's say that I would have just said like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't address the question of whether a karfaf shloh kaf ladira at all is mutter. Maybe in this he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Barba. It's got to have something in it. So I need to know, so Avimin Adik, at least maybe even a Shomira or a Beit Dira. Kamash from a Lok Rabbi Akiva in that. Suppose I would have said a Lok Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says 70 by 70. So I would have thought, then even if it's Orech Vekatin, long and thin, but not more than 5,000 Amot, that would take still no good. Because what? Rabbi Akiva says 70 v'shirayim, al 70 v'shirayim. From Hashem Alok Rabbi Yossi, that even if it's longer, twice as long as it's wide, oichet good. Now, how about if I also plant grain in my karfaf? So I change the usage. You know, I mean, this is standard. Once you get your tofes arba, I mean, yeah, all kinds of things gradually creep up. All right. So I've got creeping farming. You know, there are people who do this. Starts off, they don't do the grass. I mean, it's literally, I've seen this. They don't mow their grass 1 year. Then they let it go wild. Then already they're turning it into a field with all kinds of different things. And the neighbors are complaining. We're not.
You know, they're parking their cars in the front yard.
You remember that. Exactly. So how about if you now, you start off with a karfaf, and it's yotermi beitz hatam, no problem, it's big. If we pass in lakula, if it's hukaf ladira, it could be as big as you want. And with hukaf ladira, now you go ahead and you plant it. Now it becomes a garden. A garden, if it's mostly planted, we're going to define it al pirubo. If it's a garden, then it's aser, because it's more than beitz hatam. How about if you were notei arubo, you put trees in, that's okay, because trees remain a usage of dirim, because people love to walk under the tzel. So the fact that somebody's got a yard that's got trees in it like a forest is beautiful. That's not considered to be a violation of the dirim part of it. So then it's like a chotzer, and then it's mutar. Okay, you said nizra ruba. Wait a second. The part that you were zoreya had to have been a beit satayim. I mean, more than a beit satayim. But if it's a beit satayim or less, then since that area itself is a karfaf shlo kafadir, but it's mutar to tek, the rest of it remains an area that's like a chotzer. So a chotzer up against a karfaf is basically the same rishus. Both of them are mutar. And he's obviously ignoring the idea of rov. In other words, he's saying, why look at this as one big rov? It's another rov, which is a problem because we said rubo. He's ignoring Rove, and he's saying, look, just split this into two areas. A guy's got a house, so to speak, with a chatzar. At least it has the din of a house with a chatzar, because hukaf ladira. He took off half of it, turned it into a garden, which was not hukaf ladira, but it's still beit satayim or less, so it's okay. Remember that Rabbi Shimon said earlier, that chatzerot, karfefot, gagot, mevaot, all of these semi-rishuyot are the same. You can carry from one to the other. So if you carry from one to the other, what are you going to say? Well, buddy, your chutzer is completely parutz to a karfaf. Yeah, so karfaf and a chutzer is all the same thing. Who cares? So if the chutzer was parutz to a karmelit, meaning that now this karfaf is more than beit satayim, so now it has a thin of a karmelit that I cannot be metalto. Say, so, oh, wait a second, your wall fell down. How can you carry your chutzer? It's completely open to the equivalent of Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, a karmelit. Can't carry your chutzer anymore. That I understand. If that's the case, I understand it. But if you're talking about beit satayim or less, what are you telling me? Your chatzar is porutz to a karfaf. Who cares? Karfaf and a chatzar is all the same kind of rishus. So why can't I carry? Obviously, excluding the Erevin question. And it's assuming I own the whole thing. I mean, we're not saying that. I mean, of course, Reb Shimon agrees if the chatzar is porutz to a mavur with other people there. Yeah. But if there's no other people involved, and I own these two rishuyas, I got no problem in carrying according to Reb Shimon. According to the Rabbanan, there's a different type of rishus. And there's a whole chumra, according to the Rabbanan, that there's different types of carrying areas, karfavs, and chotzeros, and mavos, and gagos. You can't carry from one type to another type. Good, I understand that's a problem. But I hold like Rabbi Shimon. Come on, Rabbi Shimon, you're saying, absolutely. This is not Rabbi Shimon Omer. Echad gagot, echad chotzerot, echad karfifot, rushut achatein. They all have a din of a single rushut, as long as you don't carry out from the house, obviously. Lekelim shishavtu betochan. So therefore, let's get the case absolutely straight. Please, you're telling me there's a problem. There can't be a problem in carrying from an area in a chutzar to a similar area to which it's parutz, if it's owned by the same guy. At least not according to Rabbi Shimon. Unless the area into which it's parutz is an area of iser, such as a karmelit, which would be the case if the planted part is more than beit satayim. So that must be what he meant when he said shenizra rubo. He meant that the part that was nizra was more than beit satayim. And therefore it's not carryable in, and so the chutzah now becomes us. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? The point over here is rubo. Isn't that the issue? has nothing to do with how big. Once it's Nizra Rubo, you've defined the area within this mechitza. You've got a mechitza. Originally it was a chotzer, because it was full with whatever, nice trees, place to walk, and so on. You could cut down the trees, and after that you put in green. Okay, now what's in this mechitza? If it's mostly green, it's a field, or a gina, right? So that you want to plant vegetables and have, okay, but we're still going to define the mechitzas. These are mechitzas, essentially, rubo is essentially, for a garden. But a garden can't be more than a Beit Zatayim. Since this started off as more, the whole thing started off as more than a Beit Zatayim, you can't carry in it, that's all. Very simple. I don't care if you're like Rabbanan and you're like Shimon, it's completely irrelevant. It's nothing to do with that machlokas. We're not talking about being forced to an area that's awesome. We're talking about redefining the nature of the area, the whole area. So that's completely off. I mean, it's nothing to do with it. Asks the Gemara, let's just see that inside. So the Gemara, who cares if it's Rabbi Shimon? So it's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, I'm given Shimon is a rubo, have a miuta, but to the rubo. You still got the problem of Rov, don't you? And taking a look at these mechitzot. The mechitzot that surround this area are essentially for a mechitzot of a garden or a karfaf, a storage area. Yoter mi Beit Zatai, v'yasur. Therefore, something's wrong with what Rav Huna was quoting over here. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Rav Huna, you couldn't have said that. It's ridiculous. What he must have said was like this. The mashma'ut over here is only if it was Nizra Rubo, correct? But if it was Miyuto, was the part as well? Miyuto, then it's essentially Mukaf Ladira. Oh, here's a brilliant. Oh, Miyuto Shari comes on, Rav Yeshua says, no. Because then you're ignoring another problem. Because if the mir itself was greater than Beit Zatayim, so now that area becomes a Gina, Shalola Shein Gira, and it becomes a Karmelit, which is also for Tilto. In which case, the rest of the area becomes a Chatzar, that's Porutz, to an area that you're not allowed to carry in. Not like Rabbi Shimon. Mm-hmm. That was over here. So, Lo'amad, Lo'avi Beit Zatayim, Alva Beit Zatayim Asur, once it's a Beit Zatayim, then it's a Karfaf Shalom Kafludira. Right? So, we'll get to the Miyot before, in a second. So over here, once it becomes a Beit Zatayim itself, then it's a Beit Zatayim Shalom Kafludira. Now the truth is, a Beit Zatayim Shalom Kafludira is perfectly kosher. It's still not a Karmelit, right? Because Beit Zatayim, only more than Beit Zatayim becomes a Karmelit. Beit Zatayim itself is fine. But over here, since it's Nifratz to a Chatzar, so it becomes now a Rishus, which is Nifratz L'makam Asur. And therefore, each one asks the other, Aliba Rabbana. So if it's not Beit Zatayim, then it's not Chashiv. An area of Beit Zatayim obviously is an area that is Chashiv Bifnei Atzma, that's why we use it as the definition of a Rishut. So if it's a Beit Zatayim, less than a Beit Zatayim, it becomes Batel to the Rov. Once it's a Beit Zatayim, it can't be Mavatel a Beit Zatayim to the Rov. It has a shame of Chashivut for its own. If it was more than a Beit Zatayim, be also according to everybody. That's Afilu Aliba Rabbi Shimon. If it's precisely a Beit Zatayim, my Kiddush is that Aliba Rabbanan, it's Osir also. Why? Because you can't be Mavatel a Beit Zatayim, because it's Chashiv Bifnei Atzma. And although you can carry in a Beit Zatayim, you can only carry the thousand pizzas around. But over here, it's Nifratz to a Chatzim. And the Chatzim is Nifratz to the Beit Zatayim. So say, so what? It's both Mutter and Tilto. But that's only Aliba Rabbi Shimon who holds that different types of areas that are Mutter and Tilto are also Mutter and Tilto between them. But according to Rabbanan, who hold that we give a different shame to a Karfaf than we do to a Chatzer, than we do to a Gog, than we do to a Mavli, and you can't carry from one to the other. That was his brilliant finish. That's very beautiful. Because it teaches us all kinds of very interesting new halachos. But we never realized the idea of the Beit Zatayim being Choshev Lagabi Dinam Abito to a bigger Rishos. We just thought it was a limitation on how far you could get. It's not only it's a limitation, it's also definitive of Chashivut, which is why it becomes a limitation. So the Chatzah Mishkan is a dogma for a type of Rishus. Are you going to be Mavatel? Fine, we'll see more about what we can actually do. People are looking a little bit more. So according to this, what we say, Amiyut Shari. No, wait a minute. Avo Beit Zatayim itself is also. Kiman Drabana. Whereas Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifah says this Lakula. You're saying Amiyuta is Shori. In which case, Rabbi Yeshua said, well, now, wait a minute. Miyuta is Shori if it's a Beit Zatayim. If it's more than a Beit Zatayim, then even according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's Ela Beit Zatayim, Avo Yoter Mi Beit Zatayim Asur. Kiman to Rebbe Shimon. Here, it's not based on this tremendous Hiddush of the Rishos Nifats to a different type of Rishos, but rather, since it's more than a Beit Zakayim, A, it can't be Batel to the road, and B, it doesn't have a right to be Metaltel in it because it's more than a Beit Zakayim, Shalohu Kafla Dira, and therefore it's a Carmelite. A Chotzer that's Nifats to a Carmelite, even according to Rebbe Shimon, is also a Tilka. Where's the wall of the Chotzer? It's missing one of its walls. It's got a petach, which is larger than ten amot. It's nifrat in its entirety, for that matter. So it doesn't even have gifufe. So even without a petach, so the mele you can't carry in it. But the nafkamina between Reb Yirmiyah's way of quoting it and the original way is the din of Beit Zatayim precisely. The original way we were being machmir like the Rabbanan, and Beit Zatayim precisely is also asr, because both areas are nifrat to a different type of Rishus, even though each one would have been mutter to carry in b'fnei atzmei, right? And the second shot, Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti's shot, is that, no, even if it were a Beit Zatayim, would be okay, because Rabbi Shimon holds, it's all okay if it's the same type of heter Rishus. It's only if it's yoter mi Beit Zatayim that it becomes asur. All right, so we had not a very, very fascinating new inyanim today, that, of course, we're going to be getting into a lot more as we go on. And we sort of introduced the idea of bitul Rishuyos. We introduced the idea of ribua for the shiurim, for the diagonals, making it to hypotenuse. We talked about the question of how much you can be medayek on the shear of the square root of Beit Zatayim. And we spoke about this last piece again, whether a Beit Zatayim has a chashivut not to be mitbatel in an area of rov mekitzot. Fine. What time do we meet? Shall we do the 7:30?
No, I have to 7:30.
Yeah, go for it.